Mining and fishing. The government has awarded a boat to fishermen in Lake Turkana to boost security in the lake. Mining. Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs Cabinet Secretary Salim Imburia said that the 50 million shillings patrol boat will provide security to those engaged in fishing activities in Lake Turkana. Imburia vowed to deploy more fisheries and coast guard officers to enhance security in the areas of Lake Turkana. According to Imburia, the Kenyan government through the Ministry of Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs will provide free training to 1,000 youths working in Lake Turkana. The training will equip them with basic skills of safety along the lake areas. He also said that they will further get 50 youths from Turkana County to be trained on locally made life jackets for the fishermen and all those that will be using the lake. At the same time, he warned against illegal mining in Turkana County, saying that the government will shut down mining activities run by illegal investors who have not followed proper procedures in the area. He also said that small-scale miners will be listed into cooperative societies for purposes of training and funding. Already we have 5 cooperatives here and we will do more registrations so that we have them properly organized for purposes of training and access to funding, he said. Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs Cabinet Secretary Salim Imburia. Imburia, who visited Turkana County purposely to announce new devolutions and reforms, also vowed to work closely with the county government of Turkana on matters licensing. On the issue of royalty payments, he said that there is need for leaders to close ranks in order to stop illegal mining activities in the county. All investors should pay for mining activities so as to attract revenue to pay 20% royalty funds requested by the county government of Turkana. The CS said he is also aware of rising waters in Lake Turkana, Lake Baringo, Lake Naivasha and also Indian Ocean. He urged people to move away from riparian areas, pointing out that a lot of strange things are happening in water bodies during this time of climate change. He urged those that want to engage in mining activities to send their applications in an online cadastre and provide all required documents to assess their credibility.